You're listening to RSBN The Update, episode 547, recorded Thursday, the 17th of December, 2015. Felix Experiment Log.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update. Earth is here this week. Hello.
Hello.
And Brad, a.k.a. Chief Snake, is also joining us. We were going to get him a few weeks back, but we were unable to make the scheduling work for all of us, so he's here this week.
Hello.
He is from that place on the far side of the world called New Zealand, a country of about 5 million people. That has many, many claims to fame.
Like what?
Sheep outnumber the population, 12 to 1.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of sheep-related things that New Zealand's famous for, right, Brad?
Yes. Also, 4.47 million.
Oh,
so
okay.
Technically closer to 4 million. Than
5. All right. So you're using Swedish rounding, then?
Potato, potato.
Upper rounding?
It's I suppose.
Yeah.
So it rounds down, Shane. It doesn't matter, like...
Okay.
When would you round that up?
You'd round that up to 4.5.
I will accept rounding to 4.5.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
If you're okay with decimal points.
Yeah. Because you Americans still use pennies, right?
Say what?
You Americans still use pennies, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. We got rid of ours.
I don't see how this is relevant.
Well, I was just rounding the same way you round currency.
But it's already round.
Yes, coins are round.
Made circular.
Oh, boy. Anyways, as you can see, we're going to discuss some RuneScape quests this week. Two of them, believe it or not.
Two of them?
Yes, because December...
I'm only going to discuss one of them.
Yeah. And I'm going to inform the listeners on the Christmas quest. But first, we're going to start with Beneath Cursed Tides, which is the tutorial island quest that was submitted to Rune Labs, believe it or not, and was voted on by the players. This was sent in by Guitar Girl.
Guitar?
Yes.
Guitar?
Guitar, sure.
Guitar.
I'm under the impression either works.
Guitar.
All right. Anyway,
oh my
so
God, Shane.
You start this quest at the Wizard's Tower by speaking to Wizard Myrtle, just north of the Wizard's Tower, and you receive the quest when you have 30 woodcutting, fire making, cooking, mining, smithing, attack, strength, and magic. Nice little novice entry level quest there with some. Good requirements, and the general objective of this quest is to inform new players and give a nostalgic trip to old players down memory lane of what Tutorial Island was like and figure out what exactly happened to them. So, I'll let Reed.
Died.
In one way or another, right? But anyways, I'll let you.
What does that mean? How do you die in multiple
die.
Ways?
None of them died.
Yeah, shit. Well, no, the banker did.
Yeah,
did what?
Poor unfortunate soul. Yeah, he didn't see his pile of bones behind the...
The banker does not respond.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, true.
Anyways, I'll let Reed take us through the quest rundown, and then we'll offer our opinions as we walk through this quest. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Shane, are you okay?
This is
I'm
not
okay.
A great day for any of us.
Okay, so, yeah, it's Wednesday. So, you go to, excuse me, everyone. Oh, God, yeah, this isn't a good day. So you go talk to Wizard Myrtle at the Wizard's Tower, and her mentor, the magic instructor on Tutorial Island, Tarova, she wants to know what happened to him. So, she could go down to the island herself, but...
She's afraid of the water. She's afraid of diving. But she's a hydromancer. And afraid of the water. That's, like, two of the things that are, you know, things you would not expect to happen to a wizard, right?
Yeah, that's a bit of a joke.
You're ruining Reed's story.
Yeah, Shane, this is my story.
All right, I'll sit down and make nice.
Not on a podcast, you don't.
Continue.
So, you have to go through to... You get to Tutorial Island, and then you have to go through it as if you were a starting player. So you have to learn how to catch raw shrimp and then cook it. But there's a twist. You're underwater. So fortunately, there's like some hot vent right there.
A steamy vent.
So then you cook it correctly. The first time, and she's like, what? Nobody has ever cooked it correctly the first time. So, you have to burn it, but apparently the vent isn't hot enough?
Yeah, it's not hot enough to do
something.
It the first go. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't really, I don't know if that's how that works. But
that's how it worked for me. I had to...
No, like in real life.
Oh, well, I've never been underwater with a vent, so I can't confirm.
No, Shane.
What?
Never mind. So you do that.
I didn't have that issue when I did it.
What issue? Did you burn it?
No, I mean, I cooked one successfully, and then I burnt one straight away the next time. Is that not how it was meant to work?
No, you had to move the boulder over on top of the thing so the vent would get hotter or something.
Yes.
What? I don't remember this at all. Unless I like did that.
You probably just did it.
That must be where I got
naturally.
That from.
I don't know.
Because I had the choice to either cook it properly or burn it, I think, the second time around. And I just clicked burn. And I was like, well, all right then. Cool.
All right.
Okay.
In any case, that is what you have to do, because that is how it has always been done on Tutorial Island. You must bring a burnt shrimp.
And then you burn it, and then she's like, cool. Okay. Then you're done, so you move on to the chef. And you can't cook bread underwater, obviously, so you have to make a salad. But there's some angry jellyfish. Shane, I can't do this. My nose is too stopped up.
All right, I'll continue on.
I need you to do this.
Okie dokie. So you continue on from the angry jellyfish, and he's guarding the seaweed. So in order to do this, you basically need to play a music box in front of him to pacify him. And then once he gets happy, he'll let you pick the seaweed. And then following that, you'll be presented with a little puzzle that'll show you what kind of salad you want to make, and there's different flavorings that you can apply to it, and those can be things from bitter, sour, sweet, salty, you name it, going forward. So that gets you through the stage Culinary Master Chef.
I thought this was really juvenile, the kind of like the puzzles that they had at that stage, where you just have to, like, he tells you what to do. You have to make it bitter, sweet, salty, whatever it is, and you have to combine
three
things.
Not really a puzzle, though.
And it's not even a puzzle. Like, I kept thinking through the whole thing, like, there's going to be some trick question at some stage that's going to catch me out, or there's going to be something, but it wasn't. It was just like you just do. So you get this interface where you have to click three different things to combine to make your salad, and you just make it bitter, sweet, and salty, exactly kind of what he says to do. And it's like, why am I doing this?
Well, it's Tutorial Island,
like,
right?
Unnecessary clicking. I don't understand. I just thought it was really strange.
All right.
Like, considering that there were actual, like, I don't know. The whole time I was sort of expecting puzzles.
Well, what about the music box?
Having
to choose the correct options to play it for him. I mean, I just random it. Oh, you cheated. What does that mean?
Yeah. I went to the guide for it, and it just told me use these things.
Oh, 2-3-1 options. 2-3-1.
I don't know. Sure, whatever it
was. Oh, okay. I mean, when you break it down, there's a maximum of 6 possible combinations for that.
So
not going to take you too long to do that.
I haven't got all day, Shane.
But was there any methodology to it, or?
I don't know. It didn't seem like there was at the time, which was why I just looked and was like, oh.
Okay, I've returned from purging myself. Is there any methodology to what?
The music box, so-called puzzle.
What do you mean?
Like, I just spammed it to get the...
Did you have your sound on?
I did.
Oh, was that the sound puzzle?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I had my sound on and it just wasn't working, but...
I mean, you didn't need to, you didn't really need sound. You just needed the order.
Yeah.
And he would be...
And that's what I didn't get. I mean, I was trying to make out the sounds of what was on the music box, and then I saw he got happy,
wow.
And then...
So dumb. I just assumed that the sound thing was for a later part, anyway, I suppose we will get to it, but...
Like, I was expecting something substantive here, but I mean, Novice Quest Tutorial Island probably shouldn't have been expecting that, so...
This is true.
Also, I just want to go back for one moment here. Did you guys miss the part about having the trees float away when you grab them? The logs, when you cut the logs?
What?
Did we miss it?
Yeah, did you figure out how to make the logs not float away?
Yes.
You get
we had to figure it out, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. I was there for about 3 or 4 minutes trying to figure it out. But anyways, I digress. Okay, so the music box puzzle, you create the salads and off you go from the cooking part of the tutorial island. Reed, do you want to continue or shall I continue?
Probably not.
Okay. And going forward, I think in this case here, is creating salads, is that not something we could add to the farming skill and cooking?
No.
Oh my god, Shane.
That's what I was thinking.
Why would it be part of the farming skill?
Because you need to grow the seaweed and grow the vegetables for your salad, right?
Right.
Seaweed, I assume, is something you could probably farm. That would be an interesting aspect to farming.
See?
Not something I would personally care about. I don't know. It's less farming. Like it's a total different kind of farming, if you want to use the word farming.
Okie dokie then.
Like specialist industrial scale. I don't know.
That's
industrial scale.
Well, I don't know.
Anyways, after that, you head on to the smithing tutor, but rather than creating a bronze dagger this time... Dagger.
Dagger.
You end up smithing a butter knife.
Oh, boy.
And you get the soggy ore. You mine that as you normally do. Of course, the trick to this is to get the furnace going, you need to shut the door first and then pump all the air out. And then you can light the furnace and voila, you got a bar. Then you make the knife and off you go. Smithing component.
That's not much of a trick. I think once you get past that first... the first couple of things, like literally the trees floating away from you.
Yeah.
I guess that was weird for me because it was like, are these gonna, if I keep chopping, am I eventually gonna, is my character just gonna figure it out and try and catch one before it floats away? Or do I actually have to go and do something else?
Yeah. I actually thought, you know,
things that would help me do it. And then, but after you get past that, the rest of it is all just procedural. You go through and click on the things and it just does it. It just does everything for you.
It's almost like being in space.
What?
Yeah, but there's no vertical movement.
Yeah, true.
Oh.
I mean, it probably should be like being in space, but it's still RuneScape.
Oh, that's a good idea. In that respect. On the next Zenarius quest, let's go into space.
Or we could you know, not. That'd be cool.
I think the elves want to launch a space station.
Why?
I don't know. Just a crazy idea I had. But anyways.
Crazy. Well, right on, dude.
Anyways, next is to Vinaka for two-hand sword training. Vinaka is the only one here who is not infested with the disease inflicted by the Dark Wizard. So basically the idea behind this is that he teaches you how to use his two-handed sword with one hand, and he blindfolds you, and then all you got to do is just click on random sea creatures that are floating across your screen, and yeah, that's all there is to that. I honestly thought this was going to be the part of that required the sound.
Me too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it... I didn't think it would be...
That's what I thought as well. I think it kind of was, because he's saying, like, listen.
Yeah, no.
Listen, exactly. Feel.
Feel the power.
And then Rex started, like, being thrown across my screen, and I was like, oh my god, this is a joke. How is this?
Yeah, I was really confused about what to do at first. I was like, wait.
It's the same mechanic from the tree part of Within the Light, or the Light Within, rather.
Really?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
With that damn tree in Priftinus.
The damn tree?
Yeah, that...
So, like, beavers were involved?
Well, I don't think there's beavers in RuneScape, but, I mean, there certainly could be, I suppose.
I suppose, eh? Oh, are you from Minnesota?
No.
Are you Minnesota nice?
Absolutely not. Anyways, the next part is the bank.
You're not a very nice person.
Next part is the bank heist, in which you need to break into the vault of the bank there. And this is where the banker is dead, the only person who did not survive the spell cast by the Dark Wizard.
I think he just died, man.
Well, I mean, if he... See... I don't know...
He's just ripped, man.
Because if he died, he'd float to the top.
Well, it seemed pretty clear to me that he was dead.
He was dead.
Inside a building.
Because he was literally a skeleton. And okay. Also inside a building.
That's true. So there's nowhere to float out.
I know it is.
I forgot there's no roof.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so you basically search the room and you find the birthday and his year on the calendar. And then you see, we'd like to remind players that the year of your birth is not a valid code.
Except it is.
Yeah. Did you get 139 easily?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to tell you that part of the gun class.
And all of that.
What?
Do you not know the principle of Chekhov's gun, Shane?
I do not.
Well, you are pretty uncultured.
Not compared to some people.
Me.
Brad, no. You're very beautiful. I hope you know.
I don't need culture.
Oh, are you an engineering student?
I mean, like, I've got a pretty face, so.
Hella.
Else to get through life. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, have you seen you? Let's be honest.
I have.
You two just enjoy complimenting each other, don't you?
We do.
Shane, have you seen him? He's hot.
Yes, I did.
He's hot.
Shane agrees, but he doesn't want to say it out loud. I know this to be true.
Really?
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Mm. Also relevant because Star Wars.
No!
Anyways, next part involves finding some fish who were on a friends list of all things.
Did you get that joke?
Yeah, I laughed at it.
Yeah, me too. The fish friends on the friends list. Magikarp? I laughed at that one. I forget what friends. The other two there were.
Though. Dory and Nemo.
Oh, okay, of course, Nemo.
So appropriate.
I never watched that movie.
Yeah, just like you didn't watch the Malcolm X show.
Oh,
Shay.
Magie! I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Magikarp.
Magikarp. Shane got a joke, and you
no,
didn't.
But I just,
that's like
I just,
super
I,
embarrassing.
I just assumed Maggie. Because that was how it was pronounced. Oh, or written, wasn't it? Maggie?
Yeah.
But,
oh,
yeah.
But Maggie Carp is almost like Magikarp.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That one seems a little bit flimsy.
And I mean, Reed didn't play Pokemon when he was younger, and he knew that.
I'm sorry, yeah, what?
You didn't play Pokemon when you were younger, and you knew about Magikarp.
Yes.
Exactly. So Brad should have got it, too.
Yes, obviously, Brad, because I never did, but I understood a single cultural reference.
I understand multiple,
I said,
too.
No culture.
You understand multiple cultural references, Shane?
Yes, that is
you
correct.
You sure?
But anyways, we're fishing down the wrong hole here, pardon the pun.
That was a beautiful pun.
Actually kind of was, Shane.
That's the one joke of the day. But anyways,
anyway,
after you find the fishies, they'll tell you where Brother Brace is. You return his prayer book, and then after that,
yeah. And then it's like magic. Is that
the
last thing?
Windstrike bubble magic training.
Yeah, you have to cast some Windstrike on chickens, except because we don't use runes anymore without a staff. That's a thing, right?
Yep.
And so because of that, but also because you're underwater and air bubbles are a thing, that's literally all airstrike is. So you just throw some bubbles at the chickens and suddenly you've struck them with air. Like, so,
Red.
I wish I had a straw to make a bubble sound effect with my water.
Shane, that's weird.
That's pretty weird.
Anyway,
and then after that, you have to... Well, you're at the end, so you've saved all of the
everything.
People. So then that guy appears, the evil dark wizard.
Hector Vivian.
That guy. And wants to up. So
whoa,
Whoa. You can't say that.
I can and I did. That's what he does, and so
Shane, you gonna take that from him?
Beat him up.
It's okay.
And everybody.
Oh, it's because he's a beautiful man, isn't it?
I'm just face palming right now.
See, he doesn't deny it. He doesn't try to deny
that's
it. He knows it's true.
That's the quest in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
I think we really did that to death, actually.
We did. And, I mean, it's a tutorial island quest, and in the final boss battle, you just help your friend.
Click on things.
And, yeah, click on things and put the little sea turtles or creatures or whatever they're called in bubbles.
With their shit in?
I don't think that's what they are, Reed.
No, they're not chitin. But
they're not chitons either.
No.
Oh boy. I can't
win. Oh boy.
I can't win. Anyway, after that
you
fight the magician and the curse is lifted and he dies and quest complete.
Complete.
And what do you get? Is it worth it?
Well, I mean, you get one quest point.
The nostalgia factor.
Vanaka's sword. Me too. I really did. We'll save that for just a moment in the final review. An Oyster monthly D&D that gives fishing and farming XP. And after you do it, you wait 30 days, come back, and you'll get a drop off the clue scroll reward table. So we don't know whether it's levels 1, 2, 3, or 4 clues, but that seems as though it could not preclude the chance of you getting dies. So you could get, you know, almost a billion GP richer from doing this D&D.
Eee.
We know there's like a 1 in a million chance for that. I don't know what the actual chance is.
I don't think that's right.
Well, like I said, I don't know what the actual chance is of getting a die, but I'm sure it's out there.
Getting a die.
Yeah, like a Barrow's die or something, you know, that thing Paul got when he returned to RS.
Why is he not giving me free stuff?
I know, eh?
Hey.
I tried to get him to do that, but he didn't. He was too busy with his cat.
Oh, I'm sure it was the cat that was the issue, Shane.
Yes.
You're just jealous.
But you also get a cooking lamp and fishing lamp worth 5k XP each, and a combat lamp which grants 10k XP, including in any of the combat skills that you want to choose. I went for ranged, just because that's my lowest right now.
Right now?
Yes. And you also get Lev's old music box, which unfortunately crumbles to dust when you use it, but it does unlock the original newbie melody.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So if you click it...
I just destroyed it.
Oh.
I was lied to.
Well, you didn't ask about the box. You asked about the GP.
Yeah, man. I should have gotten stuff. I wanted that 250 GP. I got ripped off, man.
You just go talk to the wizard lady, Wizard Myrtle, by the Wizard Tower, and she'll give you a new music box.
Yeah.
So you should go do that. And
too little, too late, if you ask me.
But it's a good song. I didn't say that. But anyways,
such a thing.
It should also be mentioned that the tutors from Tutorial Island surfaced. And they're going to start off back in the RuneScape.
In multiple ways. Ha!
I didn't get that.
By surfacing?
Yeah.
Because they were underwater?
Yes, I got that part. But in multiple ways?
Well, surface as in reappear, and surface as in they are literally no longer underwater anymore.
Oh, good one.
Oh.
I don't know. I think that was pretty flimsy as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame. Anyway. Joe. What do you expect, right?
Okay, so overall, this quest rating out of 5.
Moving on.
Brad, rating out of 5.
I would give this a solid 3.5.
What?
I mean, there were underwhelming aspects, but it was also pretty entertaining at points as well.
I agree. I like entertaining quests. And Reed, your rating?
5.
All right. You're going to have to justify that a bit.
You didn't seem all that excited about it. I'm not convinced.
I loved it. It was amusing.
And that's just the more the kind of quest we can expect in 2016, because this was almost a bottle quest. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I did appreciate the premise.
And this is going back to the common core of what questing should be and was
not
back
the
in the
common core.
Oh, right. That's an American thing. Oops. But the common core of what questing used to look like back in the days of RS2. So everyone is appreciative of that. Normally, I only reserve 5s for very special occasions, and I think the last 5 I gave was to Plague Zand.
So are you saying you disagree with me, Shane?
No, I totally agree with you, but I don't think I can give it a 5.
You agree that it's a 5, but you can't give it a 5.
Exactly.
All right. So we're
you're right, but I'm not going to agree with you. That's an actual Shane quote, everyone.
It's Christmas. I'll just give it a 5. All right. Giving this quest a 5.
It sounded like it hurt a little bit, Shane.
No, it didn't hurt. I mean, this quest was no Birthright of the Dwarves or Brink of Extinction or whatever that was called.
I don't know these quests.
It's
terrible.
It didn't have a huge plot hole in it, and it didn't turn out to be a Dragonkin quest when we were promised a Fremenic quest. Well, not terrible, just quests that didn't live up to what they were promised.
No, Shane, those were terrible. Well, Birthright of the Dwarves was terrible. The others were all right.
I would agree with that assessment. Basically, a bit of a flashback to this past July, they released a quest that was marketed as a Fremenic quest, Brad, but it turned out to be a quest about the Dragonkin. The Fremenic had a role of about 5 minutes in it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so 5 out of 5 for me, 5 out of 5 for Earth, and 3.5 out of Brad.
You guys are feeling generous this Christmas.
See, now you look like an asshole, Brad.
I do. That's all right.
That's what Shane's good at, making you look like an asshole.
I'm happy to play that part.
Not intentionally, of course. I would never do that to any of my friends.
Lies.
Is he a friend, though, Shane?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're more than that.
All right, okay. You two did go on a Valentine's Day date, didn't you? That's adorable.
We did.
We did indeed. We did indeed. But it wasn't marketed as that.
It literally was. There is nothing that you can say that would... That's what it
was. Shane's trying to deny their love.
We got cheap food because that was the deal. Anyway.
You're right. And I did have some concern about you utilizing that perk. I remember. I don't know if I said it, but I did have some concern.
Oh, did you two act like you were gay?
No, that was my concern.
But I would have had it been.
Did you get the couple special?
We did.
Oh,
we did.
Aww,
we did. I don't remember this. This
James
was a big deal.
Blocked it out from his memory.
Oh right, I think we did.
Oh, it was a good day.
Indeed, it was.
Good day.
I just wish I wasn't as congested as I was.
Date, yes, my bad.
But, did you get that, Shane?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You got Thank some?
You. He did.
Hey!
Moving on.
All right, what is this next thing we're talking about?
License to Chill, part 3 of the Christmas quest. These are episodic quests released week by week this December. When in hindsight, they could have released it all at once because each part takes no more than 10 minutes each.
They're developing them still, Shane.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I've been doing them as they come out week by week, and Reed is saving them all for once, and you'll hear his opinion on them next week.
I'm lazy, so I probably won't do them at all.
Christmas Eve show. Oh, but you should. This week you get a ring that turns you into a box, a present box.
Is it from Jared?
No, it's a big red box with a yellow bow on it. And you hide your player in the box, though unfortunately
you can't
move
around. Oh, is it a dick in a box?
No, it's nothing profane. It just puts your character in a present box. It's like the ring of stone except a present rather than a stone.
Oh my god, I would have loved to have seen your face just then.
I don't know. But anyways, you teleport to the Christmas iceberg by using the lodestone. And
hold on, Christmas iceberg?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure it's just a regular iceberg.
Yeah, it is. It's north of Damonheim. And basically the idea behind this week's is that you need to recover Santa Claus. The penguins have abducted everyone Christmas related and put them into boxes.
Why? What's their agenda?
I don't know. They're the KGP.
I still love that name.
I know, right?
Oh, wait, hey. That's an actual thing.
It is. Yeah. That's what they call themselves.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But basically this week what you need to do is you need to build snowmen, and then the Queen of Snow will animate the snowmen to fight the Snoverload.
I love Jagex.
I know. And then after the snowmen fight that, you'll make your way up to the top platform, open the box that Santa is in, and voila, quest complete, and you get the ring that turns you into a box.
With the dick in the box.
No. Though I'm not sure what next week's will consist of. This one was Licensed to Chill. Coming out on December 21st is called Quantum of Solstice.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I was like, it's going to be another Bond theme one, isn't it?
Well, they've all been named after Bond themes.
Shane did not get it.
I feel like you didn't.
I had to explain it to you, Shane.
Given that I'd only heard that one.
Live and Let Slide.
What is the other one called?
Live and Let Slide, you didn't know what that was, Shane. And the first one was For Your Ice Only.
Oh, jeez.
Don't lie, Shane.
Oh, yeah, Live and Let Slide.
But there's a good reason why everyone should take advantage of this week's part of the Christmas quest. You can go there and build snowmen, and you will receive free construction XP. And if it's anything like the other...
I want construction XP.
Yeah, and if it's anything like the other stages of this quest, you'll get around 50,000 XP an hour for free.
That is, okay, no, I'm not. No, that's not good enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's actually pretty terrible for construction. You can get that in like 5 minutes.
I mean, sure, it's free, but that's not worth it to me.
All right. Well.
All right, all right, all right.
Maybe that's something that could be looked at going forward, though probably not given the timing. And next week is the last update before Jagex shutters it in for the year.
Yeah.
But definitely do this if you guys haven't. You'll have, I believe, until January 14th to complete all four parts. Based on my recommendation going forward, I think it would be best to say that you're going to want to wait and do them all together in one big questing session. That'll probably take you about a half hour to do. So wait until the 21st to do that. And, of course, we'll hear what Reed has to say about that next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so License to Chill, done. Looking forward to Quantum of Solstice. Are you guys Bond fans?
Not particularly.
Yeah, not particularly.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I stopped watching them when they got the new, whatever his face is, Daniel Craig.
Is he too attractive for you, Shane?
No, I just...
Did he remind you of Brad?
No.
Your lost love?
I'd hardly call
Daniel
it lost.
Daniel Craig is good. Daniel Craig at least like acknowledges in real life that his character is a dickhead.
Well, that's the PC thing to do.
I suppose.
Yeah,
so.
You know it's not a PC thing.
What's that?
The Albertan government. You get it?
Oh, Strucker.
Yes. Yes, we're trying to forget about that.
It was a year ago, Reed. Let it go.
It was 8 months ago.
Oh, wow. It literally was
12 days, 32 hours.
Actually, it was 8 months and 12 days. It was 8 months and 12 days, believe it or not. Or maybe 7 months.
Shane.
Yeah. Reed, you hit the nail right on the head, though.
Wait, was that
what I said?
You said 8 months and 12 days, but it's actually 7 months and 12 days, so you're close.
Oh, seven. Oh, shit.
May 5th, 2015.
All right. Anyway.
Winter Weekends 2015. This weekend is the minigame weekend in which you will receive one extra gold Castle Wars ticket per game, an extra 600 daily bonus points if you're doing Cabbage Face Punch Bonanza.
Who would ever willingly do that?
I don't know.
What the shit is this cabbage face punch?
It's a silly farming minigame.
Don't.
It is dumb. You also get double points from Pest Control and Conquest.
It has an awesome name. I'll give it that.
That's literally the only awesome thing about it.
But it also involves the cabbage
literally
god.
Literally every other regard.
It involves the cabbage god Brassica Prime.
I do like the idea of that the cabbage god.
Yeah. Mm.
I think Clan Quest worships Brassica.
Yeah, they do a lot of things.
Yeah. But anyways, continuing. Also, double bonus XP from and Gamble Rewards from Barbarian Assault, which was updated back in 2014. Also, Dominion Tower bosses count as 2. For the purposes of reward unlock, so good reason to do the Dominion Tower if you haven't. Also, double produce points at the Livid Farm. Double points from Stealing Creation.
Did you ever finish that, Shane?
No.
No.
I'm never going to finish
it. It's literally the worst thing in the history of existence ever.
It's blasphemy to farming.
Shane, you know literally anything is blasphemy to farming for you. Because you don't like fun things.
Although, I like fun things.
To be fair, Livid Farm is just about as far as you can get from fun.
I concur.
You know what I did the other day? I was doing a daily challenge, and my daily challenge was to get the farming XP from checking health on like flowers or some shit in the Nimi Forest.
Okay.
Yeah, have you done that before? You know
yeah,
what that
I did.
Is?
I did.
Shane knows
yeah.
all about the Nimi Forest.
The Nimi, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, yeah, anyway.
It's the Gobi homeworld.
Was the like least entertaining thing I've ever done in RuneScape.
Yeah, I did that challenge once and never again. But
yeah, I don't understand.
It was a fun exploration thing the first time, right?
No. No, it wasn't.
And I'm not going to say the term of where that is because we've had enough laughing at how I say things today.
What is it?
Nimi.
Go ahead.
Nimi Forest.
Forced?
Forced.
You haven't been forced to do anything.
I get that joke.
Except me too.
Say Nimi Forest.
You also get double zeal points from Soul Wars and extra points Yee. And medals from Fish Flingers. So there you go. Play Yee. Mini games this weekend, friends.
Is there anything actually worth doing, though?
Dominion things? Tower is good on this list. And any of the mini games, Soul Wars, Castle Wars, you name it, was all switched to a common currency this year, the Thaler currency. So... You can do whichever one you prefer to get the rewards, actually, now.
Right. I actually did one. I think I saw that. And I was confused.
Yeah. They also reworked Fist of Guthix, too. Interesting that's not on here. That needed more love. But
yeah. I remember that was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
Those were the days.
Yep.
That didn't last long. I feel sorry for all these poor, like, abandoned minigames.
I know. That's what they tried to do with the minigame focus earlier this year, but they're only popular
I mean,
if they're
does
easy
anyone
to do.
Still play Castle Wars? Castle
yes.
Wars,
it's a completionist
but only
escape
because
requirement.
They have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
you got to get to...
Because I remember back in the day that, you know, every world would have people in it playing that game.
Yeah. They're just set worlds now.
Yeah.
And the reason people have to do it is they have to get 3,000 gold tickets for the trim completionist cape.
Which is
holy moly.
Insane.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
Indeed. All right. Moving on to the tweaks and fixes this week in the patch notes. You can now renew the duration of portables by using an item on them if they're already deployed. So if you're using a well, just reuse the well on it and it'll get extended by another 5 minutes, which I guess is good if you're reliant on wells and whatnot.
Don't have
to
redeploy it?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty lazy.
Yeah, it is. I do conventional herb lore training. But anyways, the Santa hat with beard now uses the correct chat head model. They finally got it right after 3 weeks.
Eee.
Last week they fixed the model, and this week they fixed the chat head.
Eee.
Punish Rack and Piercing Shot now deal up to 188 weapon damage against stunned opponents. Previously, these didn't have a buff on stunned opponents.
What are these noises? I don't understand.
It's just Reed making noises.
It's just Reed being Reed.
Yeah.
Right.
Slice will now deal up to 146% weapon damage also against stunned opponents, so that's good. So giving more opportunity to use stuns, I guess they weren't being used. And do you have anything substantive to say?
No.
Okay. The Dragon Longsword, Dragon Mace, and Vesta's Longsword special attack has been buffed slightly. Well, it's just fine and dandy for a level 60 weapon that a high-level player is never going to use.
Eee.
And I got to say one thing. With invention around the corner, I do hope that there is reason for us to start using dragon longswords again. Because if you could upgrade a dragon longsword to something level 80-ish, perhaps, that would be a nice thing to see. So you could always have that dragon longsword that you had way back in the day.
Eee.
All right, I believe yep. Brad wants to talk about the next one.
That was like the best thing. Play. I don't want to skip this. I was really hoping I wouldn't have to. Players can no longer stall damage on themselves by using a dole of Iban or by cutting cheese. I thought this was funny for two reasons. Firstly,
farting.
Also,
how do you do that in RuneScape?
Cutting cheese? Well, you get cheese and then you
take a knife and then you cut it. I mean, we know you love cheese.
Okay. And for reference, the doll of Iben is from Underground Pass, way back in the olden days.
Really? Is that an actual thing? I actually just kind of wondered if that was a typo of staff or something, which, you know, it's Shane, so wouldn't have been.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, and why is the second reason it's funny?
Because stalling damage on yourself is pretty funny that it was ever possible to do.
Yeah. I mean, it would obviously stack up.
It would hit you eventually, would it?
Yeah, it would. But you could maybe do it in a safer way, or a safer place, rather. But
is this a safe place, Shane?
Oh, yeah. Listening to RSBNB update is a safe place. So how do you cut cheese in RuneScape?
With a knife.
Okay. Okay.
It's a thing you do.
I've never cut cheese in RuneScape.
It seems a pretty niche thing that you'd ever want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like I don't touch cheese in real life. I don't touch it in RS.
Shane loves cheese.
Anyways, a loot beam value of 50,000 has been added to the following. A whole bunch of lore journals, Felix experiment log, Sankrit's journal, Strife's journal.
What a name.
Calabath's journal, Miner's journal.
That wasn't
journals,
even
one to
Shane's
five.
Pronunciation of it. It's just that bad. I don't think there's any different way of pronouncing
the
it.
The diary...
Do you understand, Shane?
Yes, I do. The Diary of Jebediah Omnis, the Akthanatos, Kaigi's Journal and Kaigi's Journal Pages, Ancient Pages, Scabrite Notes. Yeah. History of the Order and Order Journal Pages for the Order of Ascension. The Ancient Elven Wedding Ring from Tardiad that so many people spent so long searching for on that place. And Clarence's Body Parts.
What are Clarence's body parts?
Clarence is a dwarf.
No, he's not. He's a wizard.
Why do you pick up his body parts, and why are they each worth 50,000 coins?
Brad, I responded, dear.
I saw your response, and I was not... I do not accept it.
He was a wizard.
I'm a what?
You're a wizard, Reed.
No, I'm not. I'm just Reed.
Oh, shit. Sorry, everyone.
Shane, sorry. Do you need to take a break?
I appear to have lost control of RSBNB update.
Oh, you lost control of it long.
I'll continue if you want. We're going to move on to listener questions.
Clarence
now.
was a wizard that was eaten by a troll.
Shut up, Shane. I'm done with this.
So you get his body parts back. There you go.
Oh, God. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And he was named by a poll, believe it or not.
He was what?
Never mind.
He was named by a poll? Oh, you mean as in a Polish person?
He was named in a player power poll as what the troll was going to eat.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Okay.
Wait,
right,
what?
I get it.
I'm pretty sure this was way before that, Shane.
No, but his fate was sealed in the final Zanuck quest. When it was decided what the troll's name would be, and it was Clarence.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we know Clarence got eaten by a troll, because trolls are named after the first thing they eat.
Do these show notes go public these days?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. I'm...
minus the comments.
No, we can keep them in. It'll be lol. It'll be lols. I'm getting
these two
that.
Are
anyway.
Having some very dark discussions. Moving on to questions. All right.
So
the train is leaving.
From Colton. Are these are just reading? I can read this out.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read. I'm going to take the first one. By the way, Colton says, "Shut up, Colton says, "Hey all, what are your favorite Christmas / holiday traditions? Do you and your family have any strange, unique things you do not many others do? So, what is the best temperature for snow?" There is a correct answer. Wait, are you asking us, or is this just
what like, snow
is? Thanks, guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I don't know what the best temperature for snow is.
Yeah, that's all you, bud.
Shane?
It's about anywhere between -2 and -5 Celsius.
All right. I need that in some real units.
All right. Stand by. -2 Celsius is 28.4 Fahrenheit, whereas -5 Celsius is 23 Fahrenheit.
Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Because I use Celsius.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I could have given it to you in Kelvins.
Equally unacceptable.
All right. But, yeah, you know, it's a general thing here that we want it cold enough to keep the snow around, but not so cold that it doesn't stick together. Because you want snow that sticks together for various things, like skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, that kind of thing. But if it becomes too powderful, well...
Powderful?
Powdery, perhaps?
It's just
not as usable.
So, like, the consistency of cocaine?
No, we're not going for a drug reference here.
Oh, my God. We do listener questions via text message these days?
We do.
Yeah, man. We're all up in that 2001 technology.
Yeah. That's retro.
I had to make Shane do that. It's like, we had that Google Voice number for a while, and I was like, Shane, why don't we take... text questions?
Wow.
We also do Twitter direct messages.
I don't know why you would really want to use it.
Yeah, but the option's there.
Asking a question, but all right.
We let them talk to us any way they want.
Sorry for that.
You don't need to sound seductive, Shane.
Did we adequately answer that?
I answered the snow part, but you guys talk about traditions.
Do we have any strange, unique things that not many other people do?
No.
Christmas or holidays? No, I really don't either. I'm not
even going
to say
you do because you're so far, away from a place where it's snow. Well, it's strange for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You guys go to the beach on Christmas Day and have barbecues.
Literally,
yes, that is
entire
literally
Southern
what I
Hemisphere,
plan on doing
Shane.
For Christmas Day.
See? And the people
weird.
In North America do not do that.
It's actually
what
weird.
What if they live
here
in Florida?
Well, then maybe.
I mean, I used to live on the coast, and so it used to be we could just go to the beach whenever we felt like it. But I don't live on the coast anymore, and so now I have to drive like 40 minutes.
Oh.
Woe is you.
Yeah, but I plan on doing that.
Wait, do you live in like the middle of your country now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And it takes you 40 minutes to get to the coast.
40 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, not literally the middle. Actually, I mean it probably is pretty close to the middle. But
wow,
I think
that
the
must
region
be pretty terrible for you.
I think the region around Lake Taupo is near the middle. More so.
That's more like central. Middle in terms of.
It takes
of
me 5 hours to get to my plane. School, which is nowhere near the coast.
Takes me 12 hours to get to the coast.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, it takes me 4 hours to get home.
Yeah, but you live in Canada. No one would ever want to live there.
Yeah, maybe. No.
Shane agrees.
It's a pretty good place. It's a pretty good place.
Thought you were about to say it's a pretty shitty place. And I was going to laugh.
But Reed, do you have any strange, strange traditions?
No.
What's your favorite holiday tradition?
Sleeping.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't get a lot of rest during the school year. So I'm a busy guy.
I have to say, I'm pretty looking forward to that. I wouldn't say that's anything out of the ordinary, but sleep is going to be so good.
Okay. So no other, no favorite traditions then?
No.
All right.
Traditions.
Fun loud.
I mean,
of anyone, Shane, you would have the strangest
traditions. I do. We don't have strange traditions. Not even... They're normal.
Whatever. You have traditions, though.
We do. And,
You have the Star Trek Christmas tree bauble things, right?
Yes, that's true. That goes...
I'm just going to start you off there.
The Christmas tree goes up normally on American Thanksgiving weekend. So we give that to you guys. And
it's very specific.
It is. So that's when it starts. And there are Star Trek ornaments on that tree.
How many?
There's at least 8 this year. There's at least 8. But it's a 7-foot tree, so there's room. But anyways, throughout the rest of December, it slowly ramps up. And I mean, other traditions include things like seeing Mike. That's happening this weekend. And that's going to be good fun. We also see the grandparents on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day is just reserved as a pure family day. Also, we have a place here called...
Sorry.
Also, we have a place here called Candy Cane Lane, which is a stretch of road that's pretty much dedicated to showcasing Christmas lights and Christmas displays. So we normally visit that once. We've also visited the legislature grounds before, which have a pretty nice Christmas display also. So basically just taking in the season. So that's the way I could describe it.
You're so mean, Reed.
It's Brian. He deserves it.
I could go into more detail if we wanted here, but I think that's sufficient enough for the question.
No,
I got
distracted reading Reed's comments.
And I think I'm the most traditional out of the two of you.
Yeah, you're literally Amish, Shane.
Literally. I'm going to be very disappointed if these comments get deleted from our show notes.
Thank you, Colton.
Thank you, Colton. I'm sorry not more interesting.
I'll take the next one. This one's from Brian, and this is verbatim. Brad, have you been practicing your French? How?
I would like to point out that... How is not capitalized. There is no period. There is no question mark.
And it's not even a complete thought. The only thing in the whole thing he capitalized was French. Not even your name. So, Brad, have you been practicing your French?
No.
How?
Fantastic.
Yeah, he used to be quite the French speaker, and even more so than me. But obviously,
so Shane, did you just mess up the copy paste, or is that literally how he did it?
That's how he did it.
Classic, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Next one is from Trekkie. To the kings of Miscellanea and etc. For many years, you've ruled single-handedly on your island of your royal subjects. Besides paying your people a decent wage, what else would you like to do with your island? After all, you are now a world guardian, one of the most powerful human beings in the game. Expand and conquer? Explore the unknown by investing in new ships? Or negotiate with the gnomes to make a destination for the gliders? What do you plan to do with it now?
Well, I would like to make it a farming colony.
You could already do that there with herbs, flax.
I'd like to make them farm more.
I
more farming. Farming.
Yeah, go one further and just make everyone farm. Like,
let's make it a pot farm, Shane.
I don't care about trees.
No, let's not do that.
But it'll be legal there soon.
Yay!
Yay, Canada!
Yay, Trudeau!
Yay, go Trudeau!
Because it's 2015.
Have you seen his hair, though?
Yes!
Oh my god, he's so attractive.
So dreamy.
Like, Shane, how does it feel to have...
I'll swap you.
...the most attractive world leader?
You can take John Key.
I would happily take John Key.
John Key can just go and cozy up in Canada next to the U.S. where he wants to be.
We came within arm's reach of him, didn't we?
What does that mean?
We were within earshot of the New Zealand Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah, no, us specifically.
Yes, us.
Yes. I don't know if I would say earshot, but we saw him, yes.
Did you want to go hug him, Shane?
No. But anyways... Back on track here. I mean, there's not much really to do with the miscellanean, et cetera. I feel that's a relatively developed piece of content. I mean, maybe there could be something to do with invention.
Shane, you're not answering the spirit of the question.
Oh. Well, yes, I would expand and conquer and turn it into a farming colony. Actually, that would be a perfect place for the farming guild, now that I think about it.
Oh, for the love of God.
No. I gotta get back on that project after our Christmas stuff.
Farming! I love farming.
Anyways. You guys have an answer to this?
I think Tricky has made a dangerous assumption, assuming that we would
you
pay
care about your
wage.
People.
Yeah. Because I know for a fact that
all
Shane would avoid doing that at all costs.
Yeah,
he would expand his
empire
into a farming colony without paying his subjects.
A fair living wage.
Exactly.
Bernie 2016.
Oh, I'm feeling the burn already.
Oh, that was beautiful, admittedly.
It's a real slogan, believe it or not.
Yes, Shane, we know. That was literally the reference you yourself made.
Oh, I know.
Do you? I'm not convinced you do.
Oh, yeah, I know. I could tell you about Martin O'Malley, too, if you want, but we won't do that here.
What the hell is that?
Never mind.
That's not a real person, Shane. Come on.
It is.
People. No, it's not.
He's the third person in the Democratic primary contest.
There are only two people in the Democratic primary, Shane.
Anyways, I think we beat Trekkie's question to death.
Yeah, I don't care about miscellanea.
This is too miscellaneous.
Yes.
Ha.
Anyway.
You a little excited?
Final question, please. Final question.
This is from the Hacker Anonymous via text message. Hey, RSBNB, I returned to RuneScape after 6 years away. What hasn't changed? And how do I get back into the game with no gold and no gear?
Why do you have no gold and no gear?
Probably sold it or gave it away to friends.
Probably took it.
If you have no gold and no gear, don't get back into the game. It's not worth it.
Whoa.
Too much effort.
I don't know if we can have that as an opinion on this show.
Oh, I'm being silenced.
The brutal dictator.
Speaking of being silenced,
out.
Can you guys hear the like? There's someone singing, like one of my neighbors.
I can't hear it.
It's loud. Like,
are they a good singer?
I can't really hear. I mean,
it's not Rick coming home, is it?
It's just like wailing is all I can make out with my.
It's not illegal like internationally though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I hear they do lots of wailing in Wales.
Green people like it. In any case, you guys. I've seen
what has not,
you guys, you don't agree with
what me. Has not changed. Evidently, you know, the graphics, the combat system and whatnot, that's all different, but that's relatively.
It's really. Oh, I thought you were going to say it hasn't changed.
Like, what
has changed? It's easy to get accustomed to, but what has not changed, I would say, are the core skills of the game: mining, smithing, wood cutting, crafting, fletching, fire making, herb lore, etc. All those skills are the same. Most of the time honored money making traditions, too. Of way back when, such as fletching you longbows and high alking them, that's still perfectly viable for making money.
Really?
Herb farming is still
making
good.
Money.
Yeah, you can make a profit off of high alking you longbows now.
Cool. What?
Yep. You can. What? Yeah.
Today I learned.
Yeah. But, or I guess the modern term is you shield bows.
Yeah. I will never get used to that. That's weird.
Yeah, they had to name him that. But
one of the things that I've realized since coming back is I don't actually need to go out of my way to make money because there are so many ways to just earn the little that I need to sustain myself from things like the daily treasure hunter things and various other... Well, particularly actually the Christmas events. Days of
Christmas advent calendar
thingy, yeah, that thing, yep.
Yeah,
which has been giving me lots of things, and also farming helps.
Yeah, farming herbs is always good. So that has not changed, but the best way to get back into the game is to log in, and once you're in, visit our friends chat BitsBytes, and there's always going to be someone there to help you out and guide you along if you need a hand with something RS related. And the people are pretty nice too, so if you need a loan of some weapons or armor, you could probably get that there as well. So that would be your best way to get started, is to come visit us, and
if you need
we'll
a
help
loan
you out.
Of oh yeah, you can literally loan items now, can't you?
Yep, you can.
I was like, what? I'm not giving people free stuff. What are you talking about? I'm kidding.
Right.
I would. I'm a nice guy, actually.
That's it for questions, everyone. Thank you for those. If you want to send them in, well, you can't send them in for the rest of 2015. But if you want to send us in one for
you
the first
can't
episode.
Stop me.
If you want to send one in for the first episode of 2016. Just send them to questions@rsbnb.com. No, he's going to be here for the first episode.
All right, Shane. So what's the number?
The number to call if you want to send us a voicemail or a text message is 571-57-BNB, which is 571-572-2632. And that is a North American number. So if you are not from the continental United States, you may incur long-distance fees.
0118-999-88199-9119-725-3.
I don't know what number that was, but do not call that number. It could be bad.
You should call it. It'll be great.
But anyways, questions@rsbnb.com. Also, if you want to send us audio questions or... just anything. All right.
Anything.
Well, question related.
Anything.
Or discussion related. But
Shane gave you permission.
Anything. I did.
Anyway.
Well, let's move on to tech news then. Sound good?
Yes. I just told you.
Okie dokie then. Google's year in search for 2015 is something we look forward to at the end of every year. Unfortunately, you can't filter to New Zealand, but you can see global trends, American, UK, Canada, Australia. But anyways, globally, the top search term was unfortunately and somewhat saddeningly the Paris terrorist attacks that those had to happen. But second was... the new Star Wars movie, followed by Life on Mars, or Water on Mars, sorry. Sense.
No, these are out of order. These are entirely out of order.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Anyways, Rugby World Cup, I'll just bang some of them off. The Longest Reigning Queen. The Mutant Crisis. Lion. I mean, I'm sorry, The Migrant Crisis. Cecil the Lion. But, yeah, you can sort through these and...
Spock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spock died, or Leonard Nimoy died on Shane's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, speaking on that...
It's apparently the first thing he was told when he woke up that morning.
Oh, Shane.
Happy birthday!
Well, at least it wasn't a family member.
At least it wasn't a family member. I suppose that is true.
Yes. But, of course, if you filter down to Canada, you got Canada votes, and, of course... Justin Trudeau.
Shane, so, speaking of him.
Sure.
How does it feel to have the world's most attractive leader?
Honestly, wish it was more substance over looks. But that's just me.
He's...
Okay.
He's got substance.
You guys remember the dress?
Yeah,
race?
I don't know, actually.
He does.
You guys remember the dress that was either blue?
No.
Oh, that dress. Black? Is that what they're talking about? Oh,
yeah,
I do remember
the dress. Back in February.
I was right. I would just like to point out I was right.
What color did you guys see?
I don't remember what the answer was, but I was right.
People got mad at me because they showed me a picture of it, and they're like, what color is it? I don't even remember what it looked like. So I said whatever it looked like. And they're like, no, it's not. So I opened up Photoshop, grabbed the color, and was like, look, it's this color.
That's the same thing that I did.
Apparently,
that's the same...
I missed the point. Like,
that's the same thing did.
That's what it was. That's what it turned out to be, exactly what it looked like. Like, I don't know. Well, to me. What it looked like and what it
I know.
Was.
My mom and my sister saw the gold variant of it.
I don't know how you could.
And then I open up Photoshop and I say, here's the color. It's blue.
I did not do that. I used my eyes and deduced the actual color.
Yeah, that's what I did. And people are like, no, that's wrong. And I'm like, look
and
at this. Green?
Days later, it was reported that, it was confirmed to be the color that I knew it to be.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's just weird how things, perception like that can happen. So, always goes to show that a technical mind based on that is a good thing to have. Let's see. So,
well, you know,
dress,
you could just not
Paris
care.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dress. It's a social media fad, eh?
Yep.
All right. Let's just see what the most popular was in the U.S. Oh, let's see. Yeah, Paris, of course. Oh, Adele's here was also up there.
Hello?
Hello?
Is it
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
That's a song.
So, context for y'all.
Let me break
I picked
it down.
Up Shane Skyped me one day and I was listening to Adele's Hello and he heard it and he's like, what song is that? Hello. Hi, what song was that? Hello. Yes. Hi. What song was that?
But anyways, lots of interesting things to gain from this, and it shows where the world searched and what they were focused on, which is ultimately a good thing, because before the Googles, you weren't able to do this.
Before the Googles.
Yeah. Yeah.
BG.
Yeah. I mean,
BJ?
To BG. Show how important these things were, the same way the Cecil the Lion thing was going on, I asked my dentist what he thought about it because he's a dentist. And the guy who shot Cecil was also a dentist.
Oh, so they must know each other, right?
No, I just asked him if he had any, you know, if he had any hunting experience or if that was a pastime of his. No, he didn't. He didn't.
No.
No. But.
No.
I'm sad to hear that.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. YouTube Rewind 2015, their yearly video about the trends of YouTube in the year, is out. So I'll just mention that and you guys can give it a watch and see parts of viral videos or parodies of viral videos that were posted this year.
I didn't recognize like anyone who was in this.
Neither did I.
YouTube. I've not been watching a lot of YouTubes.
Oh, like 2010?
Yep. Same here. I mean, I was on all
these
services.
People are behind the trend.
I totally agree. Yep. I agree. But you can find the link to the YouTube Rewind and Google's year in review, or year in search, rather, at update.rsbnb.com.
Nice plug.
All right, and into some real tech news for the week. Firefox has released a 64-bit binary for Windows. Finally.
Wait. Are we in the year 2010?
It certainly feels like it, with all the emphasis on YouTube and Firefox and everything like that.
You mean Firefox, Shane?
No. But Brad, he used Firefox here, right?
I do. I still.
What?
I do. Don't act so surprised. We discussed this.
You gonna switch to Chrome?
I don't know. This is a pain point for me, like literally every day, because Firefox is so slow. But I love it. Like it's the kind of love that. Okay, I'm not gonna
shoot
try
it.
To describe it.
Shoot it.
Put it down.
Put it down.
It's like a pit that I've grown up with, essentially. But no, in all seriousness, I like the Gecko rendering engine. I think it does a way better job than Chrome and Internet Explorer do in many cases. It's just nicer, friendlier to use. But the interface is so slow, like unbelievably, unbearably slow, and it crashes all the time and like has memory leaks, at least in the nightly like multi-process version that I use. But
there's a reason it's called Minefield.
It's not called Minefield. It's called Electrolysis.
Oh.
but it is a minefield. I will give it that. So, sadness. But, yeah, I don't know. I mainly use Firefox these days because it has a good, awesome bar for, like, remembering your history and stuff.
The awesome bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a term from 2008, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
What is?
This awesome is where bar. I am still living, if you were unclear. But
do you still use Windows XP?
No, I'm a Windows 10.
Do you still use the old style cursor, the black Macintosh clone one that you always used?
Let's not. That's irrelevant. We're talking about Firefox here, actually.
I'm just trying to see if you use your computer like a well-worn glove, you know?
No.
Yeah. But anyway, I like Firefox. It does a good job of things where Chrome, I don't think, does. Problem is that Chrome is so much faster, and I really want to use Chrome, but I don't know. I want Firefox to be good again, but it won't.
If Safari existed on Windows still, I'd tell you to use that as a good middle ground.
No, it is not. Safari is horrible in every way. I would probably almost use Internet Explorer if it came out.
Yeah, you mean Edge.
Sorry, Edge, yes.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, I use Edge on Windows as well, and there's no issues with it. Waiting for extensions, actually. Those are supposed to come in January.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm still kind of tied to Firefox for its support of KeePass. Password tree. So that and just the fact
that... Why aren't you on LastPass?
I ditched LastPass a while back because I didn't like it, and it lagged the shit out of my browsers.
Maybe because you're using Firefox?
No, it actually didn't work that well in Chrome either.
Really?
Yeah.
Works well for me.
This was a while back. It's probably come a long
way.
What
do you use now?
KeePass.
Why?
It's nice.
Why?
Cross-platform.
So it's LastPass.
You're not relying on a third party.
Let's not go into tinfoil tat.
Anyway, I mean, I don't care about that, but
neither do I.
Anyway, Firefox 64-bit, cool story. Chrome is still 32-bit. I mean, it has a 64-bit version, but it's still 32-bit for the most part.
Yeah, and I remember stories where Firefox, you know, required more than they couldn't compile it on Windows 32. Or something, I think. There was a story about that. I'm not sure.
I do actually remember that. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, basically, Mozilla couldn't compile Windows or Firefox on a 32-bit Windows anymore. So
that is the crux of the problem. Like, Firefox is just so old and built on a foundation of really like obsolete technology. That it's going. Yeah. If they do want to bring it into the modern space where Chrome is at, like, it's going to take so much effort, and they're trying. But I think I heard something a while back about how it's basically going to die because they don't have funding anymore.
Yep. And I mean, it's an open source project, so it had its day in the sun, and I'm sure it'll be continue to be used by open source advocates and whatnot. So. I mean, it's not as though it didn't have a decent life.
So I'm really sad about this, but I hope it leads to great things. Whatever happens, Chrome will eventually probably pick up slack.
It will.
I hope.
They already have.
I mean, I'll be forced to use it, I suppose.
All right. Well, that's it for tech news, everyone. We're moving on to the Skill of the Month update now. The December Skill of the Month is Fletching. And Sorensen 57 has gained 21 million.
Tim isn't in it.
Tim is not in this
gosh.
One. No.
What does Tim do?
And he gained zero XP last month. Shane, is he dead? I think he died.
I checked in with him a week ago, and he's fine.
Wow.
He's fine. Wow. But anyways, drawing away from the fact that Tim is not in the skill of the month. 21 million XP gained by Sorensen 57. Parnassius has gained 4.8 million experience. And Lord Fast Wesley has gained 3.8 million experience. Yes? You have a comment?
I didn't say anything, but I have made several comments in the show notes.
That's like, there's 5 million XP in one day. What?
Yeah, I believe that's Broad Arrows.
What?
Yeah, that's how you can train these days on RS.
What?
Okay. Okay.
All cool. Right. Anyways.
Well done, everybody.
Moving on from that, we have some achievements. We have some achievements of the week for you guys. I'll read these out. Unless you want to read them, Reed.
Reed.
You can do it, Shane.
All right. Colton got 99. Cooking on December 14th. Congratulations. LS3 got 99 Smithing on the same day. And Sirion got 99 Slayer on December 13th. What a casual that Sirion guy is.
What?
It's an inside joke.
Wait, sorry. Say that again. I stopped paying attention because
I called Sirion a casual.
Why?
That's incredibly rude, Shane.
Yeah, well, that's mean.
He called Windows
a casual
operating
system. He's so nice.
He really is.
He's like the nicest person ever. And here you are calling him a filthy casual? Wow, Shane.
Well, he called Windows casual.
We got the...
It's what he really meant.
It is, yeah, yeah.
You've reached a new low, Shane. Very disappointed.
As I once said, we will reach a new low when we start reporting news on Miley Cyrus on this podcast. That'll be the bottom.
You just did.
I didn't report any news. I just mentioned what the low point would be.
There must be some news we can report.
Do it.
Miley Cyrus wears pasties and wraps herself in Saran Wrap for Plastic Magazine. See the pics.
All right. We've reached a new low. Good work, team.
Post pics with... Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, why did I click on this?
Okay. Anyways.
Did you link it? Link it. Link it.
No.
No, do it.
It's
do it.
Too much.
Please. Please. Do it. Do it.
It's really not worth it.
Anyways, if any of this was all entertaining
Brett,
to you...
Brett. Come on.
Can I talk about the clip show?
No, you can't. I don't like you, Brad. Fine, I'll just Google it myself.
I'll just link it
in
the show.
All right, I found it. Here you go.
It's literally...
Wow, Shane, look at those bazongas.
Okay. What is that noise? All right. Clip show. Shane's
apparently a small dog.
Shane.
I just realized this is my last chance to get that show title.
Shane. Wait, what's the show title that you want?
Look at those bazongas.
It's not going to be the show title. Shane, talk about the clip show.
Are you recording something?
About, Shane.
Perhaps it'll make its way into the clip show. But, all right, well, achievements aside, next week we are recording something called The Clip Show, where you can send us your clips. If you found anything at all interesting in this episode, or any past episode in 2015, just head on over to update.rsbnb.com/clips, give us an episode number and a time index, and we'll put the clip in. You can also tell us a bit about the clip, and finally, include a forum name, a RuneScape name, or Twitter handle.
But Shane,
if you want to
there's
shout
so much I do that's interesting.
I know, that's why we're asking the listeners to help out.
Isn't this going to be like an 8-hour long show?
No, it will not be 8 hours.
Thank God.
Did I do anything this year? Have I been in any other shows?
Yeah, you were. The Apple Store counseling episode.
How the hell do you remember that off the top of your head?
Because
that's when
I freed myself from the tyranny that is iOS.
I'm glad to hear
and
that.
Shane is very, very sad about it.
Didn't you convert to Windows Phone?
Yeah.
You a weirdo.
It's a great platform. I like it. I recommend it above
Android.
Why
would you go from iOS to Windows Phone? That seems like...
I love it.
All right.
Whatever makes him tick. Whatever's good for him.
I'm not a bomb.
I believe Brad has a pick of the week.
Oh, I do. I saw this moments before we began recording, so... This is the best I could do, but it did seem pretty cool, and it was I would pick, and no one else had anything better. So, I believe everybody should make some Netflix socks. So these are instructions that Netflix have provided for you if you want to make some socks, which will detect which you obviously make and you wear them while you're watching your Netflix and while you're chilling, and then when you're chilling so much that you fall asleep. While watching your Netflix, they will detect, your socks will detect that you have fallen asleep. They will flash a red light for a couple of seconds, and if you don't respond to it, they will use an infrared LED to tell your TV that you have fallen asleep, and your TV will turn off.
Oh, I thought they were going to give you a shock or something.
Pause the Netflix show you're watching. I don't know what it does, but no, that's horrible. But it just means that if you fall asleep while you're watching your Netflix, it will be paused, and then it will be like at the exact moment that you want to return to when you wake up.
Are you going to make these?
Cool.
Oh, no. God, no. This looks like way too much effort. But I thought it was cool.
Okay.
I thought you were going to buy them, but then I realized that you had to make them yourself. And I was like,
Everyone needs good socks, because if your feet get cold and you're...
Then you...
And you freeze your toes off, and you lose your toes.
Pacing?
You might lose balance.
Oh, you're going with that route. Okay. Yeah.
That happens here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
People lose their balance because...
Because you lose your feet.
Because their toes fell off.
I mean, losing your feet, that would be really not great.
That would be devastating. Yeah. But anyways, that's a good pick of the week. You can find that at makeit.netflix.com/Netflix sucks. I mean, socks.
Netflix
it's
does not suck.
It's a really
sucks,
easy one to mispronounce, isn't it?
I know it is. Netflix does not
literally suck. Anything is easy for Shane to mispronounce.
Hey, you can choose designs too. You could even go for a House of Cards.
You could. I mean, that's completely up to your own knitting ability, though, isn't it?
Oh, knitting. Ugh. Oh,
no. Or whatever it is.
Ugh.
I assume. I haven't looked at this.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no kidding. They actually have a complete like pattern and everything. It looks like cross-stitch or something. Cool.
That's interesting you know that, but okay.
Why is that interesting?
I just didn't imagine you being the kind of person who'd knit.
Shane, have you seen the way he dresses?
I'm cultured.
Yeah, he knows.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. That's the Netflix socks, courtesy of Brad.
You're welcome.
Indeed. Well, this is coming out on Saturday, December 19th, this episode you guys are hearing right now. So this is our... That comment distracted. But this is coming out on December 19th.
As promised, as we normally do,
we will have two holiday episodes. You guys okay? Or
no,
is this holiday schedule a little bit too much for you?
Are there a lot of holiday bows in it?
No. We have episode 547, which is what you guys are listening to right now, released to your ears on December 19th. We will also be releasing the yearly... That's a topic for another show, or... otherwise known as the Uncorked episode, on December 24th. So you'll have lots of interesting stuff to discuss with your relatives at the Christmas dinner table. Topic list for that will be coming.
Discuss with your relatives. Why is it otherwise known as Uncorked?
We used to call it Uncorked.
But why?
Because there were things that were controversial.
What does it mean?
It basically means the cork is popped in.
Why are you questioning strange things that Shane does? There are literally no answers.
And it'll go wherever the cork wants to go. And that's what that uncork was supposed to mean.
Wherever the cork wants to go.
It will go.
I thought it was just taking the cork off of a metaphorical bottle that had all of your strange beliefs in it.
No. And the reason I say discuss it at the Christmas dinner table is because our family and our extended family actually discusses politics and current affairs at dinner.
That could be indicative of some things, Shane.
It could be.
Perhaps you should steer it away this year.
No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Whatever.
I don't think anyone voted for the Dippers, so we'll be okay.
Anyway. But
you can all cry together.
Maybe. But anyways, on New Year's Eve, we will have The Clip Show, my favorite show of the year to record and produce. And I might just have to give Reed a special permission to give this episode a title that he's wanted to give it this year.
No, Shane.
Don't give him that power.
No. It has to be natural. You have to let it happen.
Okay. Boy, we're taking a long time with this. I'm sorry, everyone. Hopefully this is enjoyable.
Yeah, you are, Shane. Come on, man.
And also today I am proud to announce that we are now known as at RSBNB on Twitter. When we first created the account, for some reason, RSBNB was taken by someone. So I thought, oh, today I'll just check what we got here. And lo and behold, at RSBNB was available. So you can find us at RSBNB on Twitter. Nice and easy to spell. RSBANDB.
RSBANDB.
There you go. Right on.
Right on, dude.
Follow us and we'll follow you.
That's creepy.
Okay. Okay, what have we been up to, Brad? What have you been up to on RS?
On RS, I have been, I returned for a bit. So, that was new. I came back a month or so ago for some reason. Some misguided reason. But I've been farming. I hit 30 million farming XP. Yay! And I've been doing a little bit of construction because that's kind of where I left off. I bought 99 construction, and then I was like, "No, screw this. This is going to take way too long. Why would I have done this?" I've got a lot of bonus XP to use up with all these Christmas
bonus XPs
aura things.
Do you remember that one year on the bonus XP weekend when you, Layden, and Neil stayed up for upwards, I think it was 20 hours playing RS?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That is probably a thing that happened, but I don't recall.
Yeah, I remember hearing it happen.
It must have been a blur. All a blur. That's what I've been doing in RS. And in real life, I've been working like an adult.
And apparently knitting.
No, I have not been knitting.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really been doing anything with my life apart from working.
How about you, Reed?
Nothing. I'm home now. Resting.
Yeah, you gotta rest after a big school year term like that and putting on all those plays and all that work you do.
Yeah.
Reed works.
Yeah. School
I
work.
Thought he just like played Fallout.
Well, you have been doing a lot of that, haven't you?
Not nearly enough, man. I've only put in like 82 hours since it was released over a month ago.
Is that all?
Yeah,
that
man.
Is a poor effort. Actually, oh, okay, I have to say one of the other things to add to the things that I've been doing. I have been playing Just Cause 3.
Oh.
So good. So good.
Is it worth it?
It is worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is worth it. Like, I thought, because I bought Just Cause 2 when it, not when it came out, but like probably well after Just Cause 2 came out. But I bought it for like, you know, $5 or something. And I've sunk 60, 70 hours into that easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun.
It's
I'm
really good.
I was kind of
skeptical, though, because Just Cause 3 looked really, really similar. And I was like, is it really going to be worth paying $70 or something for just for the same game, but with a newer engine? And it turns out, yes, it is worth it. It is actually really cool. I like the new mechanics of it and things.
Yeah, from what we played of the Just Cause 2 multiplayer and a bit of the first mission or two, Just Cause 2. I think I could get behind that game.
It's good.
Yeah. All right. Anything else from either of you?
Yep.
What have you been doing, Shane?
Well, this week on RuneScape, back in the dungeoneering sinkholes. And
why?
Farming herbs. And
why would you do
doing
that?
Herb lore. Well, I mean, I want to get 95 Dungeoneering.
Why?
Well, because there's a
something that you've told the listeners before, and I
no, I haven't told them this before. I haven't told them that before for that, but it's for the Priftiness Resource Dungeon, one of them, And the second thing I've been doing that used to be really painful on RS, but it's not really now, and that's temple trekking. Because I want to complete the Mauritania task set, and you need to complete temple trekking in order to do that.
Right.
So there's that. And,
have you been playing any better games lately?
Shane doesn't play anything fun.
Oh, I do. But, no. Answer to that is no. But otherwise, this week, I've just been getting ready for Christmas. It's been a real hectic time. And that's all coming together nicely. And this afternoon, actually, I put together the vision statement for RSBNB Update 2016, which you guys...
The vision statement?
For the first week of...
Oh, my God.
See, he runs it like a propaganda machine.
He does.
It's terrifying.
The first week in January, you guys will see this. And let me just pull it up right now and tell you how many words went into this over the span of the last day and a bit. 1,500 words.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I stopped listening because Shane started politicking. Was it absurd? What do you say, Brad?
I don't know. Something about propaganda.
Okay.
Wait, that was what you said, but I agreed with it. And it's
so, it was a vision
and then
statement.
You stopped listening?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You can tell we both had extensive experience with Shane.
All right. You guys still like me nonetheless.
And with that said, that's what we've been doing.
With that hopeful statement.
We'll leave you guys to listen to this and enjoy this episode of RSBNB Update. And we'll see you next week for That's a Topic for Another Show.
And we did that yesterday. Time is weird. Bye, friends.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Brad.
Bye, Reed.